G'day punters, welcome to the AFL Lions 2014, previewing round 8 of the Australian Netball League as it has now become. What have we got?
Well, we got Chuck Lotto from Match Review Panel apparently, and on Friday night we had the worst beat I've had in 16 years of official gambling and potentially a few more years before that unofficially. But, oh, I don't know how the under 172.5 didn't get the nod. 94 points at three-quarter time. 16.5 points left with 90 seconds to go. Then Brody Grundy on the run from 55 with 5 seconds to go with people in the goal square.
And he couldn't even get the nod for the Rising Star. Rubbish.
I was too shell-shocked to be angry.
It was like watching a train wreck. All I could do was laugh at the end, to be honest. But, yeah, absolute train wreck. And that was, yeah, it was certainly as bad as it got on the weekend, but there was a bit more of that going on all around the place. So hopefully we can, hopefully that's one in the karma bank for us, and we can get cracking into something this weekend.
Absolutely. And on Friday night, we start things off at Homebush, ANZ Stadium, with the Swans hosting the Hawks. Swans getting about 14.5 start here, total points line in the high 170s.
It's the first time in a long stretch that the Hawks have had the upper hand in the ruck. Pike won't play, injured. So Swans are down at Derek's in the ruck, who's been serviceable, but he's certainly not a patch on McAvoy, and the big boy needs to make the most of it, give the Hawks first use around the ball. Understand Mitchell out, Lake out, makes Hawthorn a little bit vulnerable, but they've got so much depth at the moment that whoever comes in is going to have a red-hot crack. I don't believe Franklin will play, regardless of what they say. Pike will come back. Tippett will return, but I don't think it's going to be enough for the Swans, who are playing all right, but Hawks are just rolling at the moment, and I think they'll cover this one pretty easy.
Yeah, look, the Hawks have been really good. I mean, they were just magnificent against St Kilda. They've won 4 of the last 5 head-to-head against the Swans, including the 2 games up in Sydney, albeit that both of those wins have come by 2 kicks or less. Stats suggest they're pretty good as road favourites, small favourites at night. But the Swans are also quite good as underdogs, and that's probably just enough for me to not lay 2.5 on the road here. So with a gun to my head, I would have played Hawthorn minus, but happy to sit this one out. Saturday afternoon, we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide hosting Fremantle. The Power laying 7.5 to 8.5, total points line in the low 170s.
They were didn't quite get across the line last week at a miserable bloody Monica Oval, but that being said, they didn't get out of second gear all day and still kicked 20 goals. They are a cracking football side. The big fella Schulte, the sergeant down in the goal square, just keeps banging him over the goal umpire's hat, never misses. So many options. I think they had 5 blokes kick 3 goals on the weekend, which is something that doesn't happen too often. Fremantle struggling to put numbers up at the moment. Their forwards are all out of form. Main's been heinous. Walter's obviously not there. Injury concerns around McFarlane and Dawson this week leave the door open. Port Adelaide to do it pretty easy at home, I think. Easy cover.
Yeah, I'm with Port at the minus here as well. This is actually a pretty bad setup for the Dockers. They're very good at home favourites, and they're very good off long breaks. Ross Lyon does a really good job with his sides when he gets a bit of time to prepare. But they've only covered 6 of their last 16 off a break of 6 or less, compared to 27 out of their last 40 off a longer break. Worse than 50-50 record as underdogs and as interstate underdogs since 2012. Port haven't been favourites a lot in the last couple of years, but when they have, they've been taking care of business. Recent head-to-head say Freo, but Port are just in fantastic form. Happy to lay the 7.5. The Twilight game on Saturday, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane hosting Essendon. Lions getting near enough 5 goals. Total points line in the low 170s.
When I looked at the points earlier today, it was about mid-160s, so there's obviously been a bit of money for the over, which was in line with my thinking early. I'm not sure why, the games between battling sides this year have trended to be under and massively under, but for some reason I just had a feel that this one might just tick over, whether that be a blowout one way or the other, I'm not too sure. Well, I can't see Brisbane blowing Essendon off the park, to be honest, but I did think the over as a first line, but now that it's pushed into the 170s, it's too hard to get a bearing on where these sides are at the minute with their up and down form.
Yeah, pretty easy lay down for me as well. Lions have got only a so-so record as big underdogs. You don't want the Bombers laying 5 goals on the road. It's just not a scenario that works well for them. Minor trends to the over in the twilight for both sides, but nothing to get too excited about. Pretty easy to walk away from this one for me.
Good, good.
Saturday night, we're at the MCG for Melbourne hosting the Western Bulldogs. The Demons getting about 14.5 to 15.5. Total points line in the low to mid 150s.
A massive win by the D's last week. Absolutely unbelievable performance by them. And well deserved after a long break for their fans. And then you follow that up with a travesty of Hine getting rubbed out for what every footballer that's ever played the game has been taught to do. And 90% of us wish we had the courage to do. So with any luck, that appeal will get upheld and Viney will be free to play this week. Otherwise, we might see the players boycott round 8 entirely because it's an absolute load of rubbish. But that aside, Dogs have been unable to play out games. So I can't see that they should win, but I don't really get too excited about that line. Again, the D's now 7-0 the under this year. They've held teams exceptionally well. I saw a stat the other day that apart from the West Coast blowout, they're only averaging about 65 points against across the season, which for a team that's got a percentage of about 52 is ridiculous. So, look, I was going to sit this one out because there's not a great deal of fat in a sub 160 line, but I've just talked myself into it and I'm going to get on the under after sitting out the last 2 weeks like a bonehead.
I'm very happy to be with the under here. I think this line needs to be closer to 140. Melbourne 29-15 to the under as underdog since 2012. 8-300 at night. 15-4 under twilight and night games. The Dogs don't jump favourites too often, but they're 7-3 under as favourites since 2012 and they're 9-3 under at night. 5 of the 7 games under Ruse thus far haven't hit 140.
Yep.
And that includes day games, games at Etihad. You get a night game at the MCG, any sort of rain around might push it another 2 or 3 goals down. Mid-150s doesn't sound like a spoil, but the way they're playing their footy, it is. Happy to go the under.
Beautiful.
Sunday afternoon, well, Sunday twilight Eastern time, but it'll be 2:40 in the afternoon Perth time. West Coast hosting GWS at Subiaco. The Eagles laying almost 8 goals, total points in the mid-180s.
Can't see the GWS causing an upset or even getting close to the Eagles. As poor as the Eagles have been, can't describe how much they miss Shannon Hearn off halfback just to give him that drive. I know I've said it before, and Lacroix a bit of polish. The only result here is the West Coast to win by a margin. But that being said, I think they've kicked something like 25 goals, 700 across the last 4 weeks. So can't trust them to take out the rubbish, these guys, and I'm just not going to get involved.
No, well, that's it. The trends point two ways here. West Coast at the big minus and the over. If you could set a line on scoring shots, I'd be happy to have West Coast at the minus on scoring shots and the over on scoring shots, but these buggers can't find the big six to save themselves. They'll find a way to kick 12-25 and screw up both the under and the minus and the over. So the trends say you should go that way, and if they were kicking a bit straighter, I'd happily tip you in. But the other thing to keep in mind is forecast rain in Perth over the weekend,
yep,
which doesn't bode well for a big minus or an over. So
no Cameron either for the Giants, who's going to miss 2 or 3 yeah. weeks with a busted eardrum. He was talking about driving his caravan over to Perth, but I'm not convinced that
works.
Happen. So look, that if anything else, that's just another reason not to take the over.
Nah, the trends say it should, but there's enough in the last couple of weeks and the personnel missing this game to say let it slide.
Beautiful.
We finish up Monday night at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for Carlton hosting St Kilda. The Blues laying 3.5 goals, total points in the high 170s, pushing 180.
Have you got anything to say about this one? Because I don't think I'll even bother watching it. This could be the worst game of football that's ever been played.
Yeah, well, yeah. I spent a bit of time trying to talk myself into the over here.
Well, you're a bozo, mate.
Just because Carlton... Carlton nearly... They did screw the under last week, and they very nearly... But he screwed it the week before against West Coast when they were about 15 goals away with 8 minutes to go, and West Coast had to clunk the post twice for the under to salute. You'd almost back the over just so that it didn't matter what the score was at three-quarter time. You were still a hope of Carlton kicking 15 junk time goals. But no, this is a pretty easy lay down. Nothing to get excited about here for top eight, top four, anything of relevance.
Heinous versus Heinous. If you really wanted to get creative, you'd have a bet either side under 15.5, because I'm not convinced there'll be 40 points scored in the whole game. It will be the worst game of football all year.
That's saying a bit, because Brisbane St Kilda wasn't much chop from us.
No, that was a good game. Good showcase offshore.
We'll move into the summary bets now, given that we've got Adelaide North, Gold Coast, Richmond, Collingwood and Geelong on the bye. Just two for me this week. Port Adelaide at the minus and the under. I'm just going to keep riding Paul Roos at the under until they start putting up lines well below 150.
Yeah, got to do it. Hawks minus, Port minus and the under on the Ds for me as well.
All right. Good luck, folks.
Have a good weekend. Punt well.